Biggest transition, forgetting everything I knew before I came here offensively and just trying to rebuild my brain around this system and understand the nuances and the adjustments and things like that we have to make.
Talk about playing with Ben.
Exciting. I mean, you got a guy that's won two Super Bowls, been to another Super Bowl. Doesn't really get any better than that. And you know, one thing that he knows how to do is throw the ball. And you know, it's exciting to come here and be a receiver and have the opportunity to catch balls from him.
He seems to be really impassioned about getting these wide receivers straight. Do you sense that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way quarterback should be. That's the way a leader should be. Just taking total charge. And he's an extension of a coach on the field. And you know, you get that feel every day.
Two potential Hall of Fame quarterbacks you've worked with. Can you compare and contrast?
First of all, I've been lucky. I've been blessed to be able to play with guys like that could be Hall of Famers, that both Super Bowl champions and know how to win. You know, Drew is a guy that's very, very cerebral on the field. You know, beat you with technique. Ben is a guy that's got all kinds of crazy talent, crazy arm strength, can make every single throw. And hey, man, they're both great.
And what has surprised you about working with Ben? Anything?
I mean, I've always heard good stories. You know, I don't know. I don't know if anything's really surprised me. You know, we make sure that we're in constant communication. You know, he's made it a point to come to me and talk about things day in and day out. And I'm making sure that, you know, if I have any questions, I'm going right to him. Like I said, he's an extension of a coach out there, so it's easy for me to get answers from him.
How do you think the no huddle went today?
Obviously, we'd like to make a few more plays, but you know, hopefully, we do a little bit more no huddle tomorrow, so we can get the leg up on the defense.
What makes that work? What do you have to establish?
Tempo. You know, you want to go quickly, but not too fast. You know, you got to make sure that you assess the defense and quarterback. Obviously, will get us in the right calls, and you know, it's up to us to know what we're doing. You know, first and foremost, as receivers out there, and if we don't know what we're doing, we can't be effective. So, you know, guys being able to go in there and make plays.
And when Jim was talking a minute ago about Ben being impassioned, did you sense some impassioned responses from him today in that period?
Well, you see the one stayed in that whole period. I mean, that's the first time that we've done that. Generally, you know, we sub guys in and get the twos and the threes in there. But today he wanted to go the whole time.
He didn't look thrilled. Is that...
No. I mean, like I said, we got to make more plays, man. We got to make more plays, and we can't leave so many yards out there on the field.
Does it help that you have veterans like you and Darius coming in to be able to catch that no huddle a little quicker?
I think so. I think it'd be a little bit overwhelming for a younger guy that doesn't really have much experience. But you know, us being around and being in a few different systems ourselves, and understanding the detail that comes into it, you know, I think it definitely helps.
Is it learning the hand signals and
it's learning everything. It's everything, man. And if you would have told me, you know, a month ago that we'd be doing no huddle on the fourth or fifth OTA, I would have been like, you're crazy. So, but you know what? It's awesome. You know, this is why we play the game. When we're in no huddle, we're throwing the ball around the yard, and that's what it's all about.
Was chance to work with Ben what brought you into Pittsburgh?
One of the many reasons, but yeah, absolutely. You know, two Super Bowls, you know, heck of an arm, championship guy. You know, what more could you ask for?